is over. It is over.
It's not. You're not having perfect harmony with the technology over there.
Yeah, I am. I'm good.
You good now?
Yeah.
You got it all logged in?
They wouldn't let me in, so now they've let me in, so we're good.
Oh.
Yeah, it's over. Series is over, man. Yeah.
What series?
Thanks, Dr. Smith. The Bucks in the Heat. Over. You may have known it was over already.
I was going to say, when were you worried about that?
I wasn't worried, but...
So then why are you so happy that it was over? Should have been happy when it was announced.
Well, no, because I didn't think it would be so dominant in the game that it was, and that's probably it.
It's not dominant.
Last night's game wasn't dominant?
Dude, they made every freaking shot they took.
Oh, okay.
That's not called dominance. That's called you made shots.
All right.
It was the exact opposite of what Miami did in game one. The Bucks made shots. The Heat didn't.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's not dominant.
They were up by 100 points.
What, like 36, I think it was?
Yeah.
It's
because you make everything you take.
No, even when you make everything, they shouldn't be up by that much in the playoffs.
60% from three. Are you kidding me?
Well, they finished 51% from 25 threes.
What was Miami the first
25
game?
Threes. They almost shot 50.
The Heat shot 60% overall in game one.
They shot what, 49 threes? 49!
Yeah!
Yeah! How many did they average?
You know why?
How many did they shoot during the year,
actually,
on average?
Actually, I don't know. Take
40.
Two. When you play Connaughton, you win. That's what happens.
100% not. That's certainly not why.
He was on fire.
Exactly. My point. Anybody's going to look great when they're making shots.
Pebble.
Put Connaughton in and see a miss
Pebble,
for. See how good he looks then.
I think that may have been one of the finest performances by three American white guys.
Who?
In the playoffs. Connaughton.
Who else?
Allen. And the lefty.
White people.
Yeah.
Everybody's making shots.
Yeah, no one will have that stat, will they?
They won't have that stat. One stat I did see, though, the Bucks scored 138 last night without Giannis. That's the most points in a game by a team without their leading scorer from the regular season in NBA postseason history.
Yeah, all because what we already said.
No.
Three.
All because of what I said. Can you play that audio from Barkley who repeated what I said days after I said it? Go look at my post on Facebook. I said exactly what Barkley said.
I think Hero is a bigger loss than Giannis. Let's go to commercial. No, seriously.
No, he's not a bigger loss than Giannis.
No, but I'm saying
it's a big loss for
no,
Miami,
no, no, but I'm saying
commercial.
No, I'm talking about not going forward in the playoffs. I'm talking about for this series. Milwaukee got a much better chance of beating Miami without Giannis. Then Miami going to beat them without Hero, is my question.
Hero's an integral part.
That's because the Bucks are so much better, they could have Wilt Chamberlain, and you could say, actually, Reggie Miller is the first person to say that, I believe. Wasn't that the case? Didn't he say that? And everybody's making fun of it.
When?
Was it before the first game? Or when he got hurt right away?
That's when I said it.
I don't know.
I went right to Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I said it.
Yeah, you get all the credit. I'm just happiest that you're Dr. Tony.
Even Kenny and Shaq, they're trying to hate on what Barkley was saying, but that's because they didn't listen first.
No, I listened.
No, you did, but they didn't. And I had the same interaction with people on Facebook. They're like, no way, Giannis is way more valuable. I didn't say who's more valuable. I said, who's a bigger loss? The Heat don't have as much as the Bucks do. So if both teams are at full strength, and you would say, okay, the Bucks are a 10 on the 1 to 10 scale. The Heat are like a 7, maybe.
Right. The loss of Butler would be more than the loss of Giannis.
Yeah. The Heat can't lose Butler or Hero or Bam Adebayo.
Right. Okay. So any of those
crippling.
Three.
It's a crippling loss for them.
Right. Because
Giannis
of,
ain't a crippling loss, especially against the Heat.
Because of the gap of the difference between the two teams.
They can beat the Heat without Giannis. They can't beat the Bucks without one of those guys.
Okay.
Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why he's a bigger loss. And as soon as he went down, I'm like, there was no worry in general.
My answer would be, fine, say it to everyone. He's not a bigger loss because they ain't beating him with him and they ain't beating him without him.
Correct.
So he makes no difference whatsoever.
If Giannis is not there and Hero is there, yes, they can beat him. Miami can beat the Bucks.
If Giannis misses all the games.
If Giannis missed the series and Hero and the Heat were full strength, yes, they could beat the Bucks. 100%.
How about, but if Connaughton plays well, they can't.
I'm not even going to comment on that. That's just trolling right now. It's just trolling
not,
right now.
It's not trolling.
No, it's trolling.
There's no trolling.
What's Connaughton playing well? He comes in and makes 3-point shots.
Hold on. Connaughton.
He comes in and makes some 3-point shots.
No, even playing some, game one.
Not some 3-point shots. Exactly. He's like in the last 4 years,
we're not talking about 4 years.
We're
talking about right now.
No, he didn't play the first game.
That's right. Why didn't he play the first game if he's so good?
Wasn't he hurt?
No, he's not.
Wasn't he hurt? Giannis was available.
Right. I bet he's going to play.
He doesn't make the rotation for a reason.
I bet he makes the rotation now.
Oh, what, because he made some shots?
Yes. Mm. He's making the rotation now. Who said he was going to play in game two?
He's going to play when the coach is searching for somebody to knock down shots.
Whatever.
Let game three come. Let the Bucks start missing some of those threes that they take. I already warned you about the Bucks' style of play. I don't like it.
Right.
Because it's very dangerous.
Correct.
When you start missing those shots, you're in big trouble.
Well, then are you?
More so without Giannis. If you don't have Giannis in there and you're chucking threes and you're missing them, you're in big, big, big trouble.
I would agree.
Anybody's going to beat you. The Detroit Pistons will beat you.
All right.
But when you got Giannis in there covering up all your chucking threes mistakes, you're okay.
Yeah, but when you got Connaughton playing, you have a chance to be making a lot of threes.
Yeah, but check with any team. Check with the Golden State Warriors. When your defense ain't up to par and you're relying on making shots, that can go south on you at any moment.
I would agree with
that. That's what you don't want to have. You want to be balanced. So better start for one, playing some D, and you better hope that Giannis comes back because you need that versatility
in
your lineup.
In the next series.
I was happy to see Brooke Lopez was huge.
That was the whole key
of the
game.
Beat him in.
Yeah.
The
beginning of the
first
game,
quarter.
That started the game.
Yeah, that's what they had to
do. He scored every basket.
Yeah, because he had to, because they're small. Bam Adebayo can't guard Lopez down low.
Yeah.
Lopez becomes like Tim Duncan down there. You just give him the ball.
That's why everybody was open.
Correct. That's what happens, and that's what you need to do. But I'm glad to see the versatility by Bud to figure, okay, this is what we got to do. We can pound these guys down low. And again, Miami can't keep up scoring-wise. They just can't, without Hero.
Right.
So they're in a world of hurt.
Well, no, they're going to do the same thing, and they're going to hope the Bucks miss threes.
That's all they can do.
Right.
Just hope the Bucks miss.
And
which ain't a game plan. That's all they can do.
Right, but, you know, they can.
That's why I don't know why you're worried about the series.
I'm not worried about the series.
Yeah, well, it came in excited, like this is new news. It was over already.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, because you knew, first of all, you knew that when Hero busted his hand, he's done. He ain't coming back.
Correct.
He's
not
definitely
a
done for the series.
I'm not a
That's when it was
basketball.
Over.
Right. You knew that.
As
soon as he went down, he broke his hand. It was over. I'm telling you right now, if Giannis would have been out for the series and Hero was in, that's trouble.
Okay. Who would you have picked to win the series?
I might have switched at that point.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, it's dangerous.
First
of all, it's dangerous. Because, again, now you're 100% depending on shooting threes, unless you're going to have the stones to feature Brooke Lopez even when things aren't going well. That would be the thing. If you're featuring Lopez and he ain't scoring effectively, are you going to continue to do it? Because it's the right thing to do against this team. It's the right thing to do.
Against the right thing to do, they would have kept doing it.
But you, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Well, but you know what Miami would have done. Miami would have doubled him and forced him to kick it out and then hope they don't make threes.
Right. But see, that's what I said. Miami is not – this is not about Miami. This is about what the Bucks can do. Miami. You can't really do anything if we do what we're supposed to do and we make a minimal amount. We just can't miss everything, right? That's all you can – for the Bucks. You can't miss everything. So if you're just making a few shots here and there, you're doing a little bit, getting in the post, whether it be Brooke – Portis, Drew Holiday posting up, whatever. You got to do something down there. But you can't just go chucking up those quick threes because they take a lot of bad threes. I'm just going to be honest with you. They and Golden State take a ton of bad threes. They just have so many people who can make them that it covers their mistakes up. But again, you're talking about two teams who I'm just saying right now, they take a lot of threes. They typically play good defense too. That's the other thing. So when you're not doing that and it's not going well on the defensive end, and now you're chucking up shots, and you start to miss a few. It's just a bad thing. I don't like it, but The Bucks are in good shape right now. Giannis is going to probably come back at some point in this series, even though they don't need him.
So you're not. I just assume we'd lead with Dr. Smith, the doctor of basketball, that he's going to play Saturday.
Again, I don't know.
They sucked me in by changing him to questionable.
They had so many people making shots yesterday.
No, everybody.
Yeah, they might be able to say, hey, you know what? Let's just try to make some more shots.
I thought Zora was going to come in.
Let's see what happens.
I thought Zora was going to come in.
She would have probably made some.
She'd have made them. Yep.
I think you could have stepped in, but I would. I'm trying to decide if I try to get away with one more game without him. Now, obviously, we don't know on the inside. We don't know how he's feeling, right? But I might, and only because I don't think that they can beat the Bucks. That's why I might. That's why I'm feeling it. Like I would maybe try to go one more game without him.
All right.
I don't think they're going to do that. And I think Giannis wants to get back in there. He looked like he was moving decent on the sideline. I didn't see any like.
Well, I could see him get back in there, and then they'll rest him at various points later on the series.
Yeah, I'm worried about down the road, like re-aggravating it in this series because of the bruise. Bruise ain't going away right away. It's in there. It lasts for a couple of weeks. The bruise, especially if it was deep enough. So, I might sit him another game. I'd be comfortable sitting him another one for sure. And then if they win, I'll sit them again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring them back until they lost another game in this series.
Wow.
If they lose a game, all right, now we'll bring them back. Otherwise, I ain't bringing them back.
So they'll be down 2-1, then you bring them back.
When the playoffs started, before there was one tip ball, we knew the Bucks were going to win the series. Right, that's what it was. So you're not playing for this series. This series is not in question. You're playing for down the road.
Right. So
like I say, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna hold off as long as I can.
If he's hurting,
even if he's not hurting,
I'm really?
I don't know. I mean, at some point, okay, yeah, you want to get him in there, but I don't know. I don't think Giannis is a guy that he needs to knock the rust off. The guy drives to the bucket and dunks. There's no rust in that.
Okay. 1-800-990. Series is over. Now we're just deciding.
It's over before it starts.
We have a new aspect to it. The Dr. Tony Smith, the doctor of basketball, now saying that, hey, don't play him until you lose a game.
That's what I would do.
All right.
I don't think they can beat them. So I'm just arresting them as much as I can.
Just knowing that, even if he says he feels well.
Even if he says he feels well.
All right. We got to put that up.
Sit down, Giannis.
Jason Wilde. Now, I don't understand this because he was not on his show. He was on assignment, but then he's still with us, right?
As far as I know, I was not told any differently.
Okay. Well.